we've decided that we've weathered perhaps the worst of the enrollment downturn, and it's an appropriate time to talk about the future, because the demands of the world out there are so great, and we've got to really be thinking about the future. So yesterday, I spoke with the campus community about a future in which we're focusing on three elements: a redefinition of what it means to be a student-centered university, a commitment to revitalize our academic programs, and a commitment to pursue an innovative business model. And those are big topics with lots of subparts, but I laid out for the college a very aggressive and challenging agenda for the future.
Do you become a smaller school in some ways?
We're going to be somewhat smaller, we think, at least initially, because the data from the state ed department shows that the demographic trough really doesn't begin to turn for several years. So the question always is, what do you do when you see something like that? One option would be to really admit as many students as possible and not be concerned about academic quality. And frankly, that's not our school. We're gonna remain focused on academic quality. So we think there's an opportunity here to really make a statement about academic quality at Canisius. So yeah, we'll be somewhat smaller as a result, but stronger academically. And then it gives us a base from which to grow in regional markets and in international markets. And we think that's where part of our future lies.
The tuition is difficult. Families really struggle to try to send their child to your school. Is there any consideration to cap off the tuition and prevent it from becoming any higher?
You know, Eileen, I think somewhat of a misconception about tuition levels in higher education, because the federal government Bureau of Labor Statistics has been quoting a figure like tuition has gone up 105 or 110% since 1992. That's the quote sticker price of higher education. In fact, at private four-year schools like Canisius, the increase has only been something like 20%, which is far less than most other labor-intensive businesses like healthcare or childcare. So I don't completely buy into the proposition that the product is too expensive. That said, there is a concern with families, and particularly in our region here, there's a concern with affordability of college. And we think we can continue to work with them, but I don't see artificial caps on tuition as being an answer, because we're required to do an awful lot to deliver the education, and we've got to find a way to afford that, and we've got to make sure that the revenue and the expenses line up. That's the great challenge that all of us in higher education are having.
How concerned are you about online college and university availability to students? Is that a real threat to Canisius?
I don't see it as a threat. I see it as an opportunity. We're offering 13 degree programs either wholly or partly online. They're in the graduate schools, but when you're talking about working adults trying to advance their careers, you have to be thinking online because of the convenience factor. So we've jumped in really with both feet. It's been a great learning experience. I think there's room for us to grow in that arena. On the undergraduate side, the online competition is primarily in the degree completion among non-traditional students, and that's an area where Canisius College does not have a big presence. So when I talk to people about our core undergraduate business, that being an in-person residential experience, online is somewhat of a competitor, but not really. It's a whole different product, and the students who want that experience that we offer are going to continue to want that, because there's so many things going on here apart from what they're learning in the classroom. There's a maturation process. There's the idea of developing independence from their parents, living on campus, taking part in clubs and athletics. And that isn't available in an online environment.
Your nearby neighbor, Madai, is suffering similar problems with enrollment and financial troubles, perhaps maybe even worse than Canisius. Any talks at all of looking at some services that you could share to help in those costs, considering that they're right across the street?
Yeah, well, we don't have any current discussions, but you know, we have a Western New York Consortium of Higher Education, and I think all of the presidents have developed personal relationships through that consortium so that we can pick up the phone and call each other. And I, while there's nothing going on, I wouldn't rule it out because I think the circumstances are going to continue to be difficult for every school in the region. And we're going to have to think creatively about what we do and how we do it. So, you know, As I say, I wouldn't rule it out.
What do students tell you they want? What are they looking for when they come to your school?
Well, yeah, that's an interesting question. You know, one-third of our entering freshmen, it's about one-third come in as undecided majors. So in terms of what they want in the way of a program, there are many who arrive here and they're simply not sure. And what I'm trying to do with students is to encourage them to use the first year at least as a period of exploration to determine what they need. I think there is a school of thought out there that among 18 to 22-year-olds, and I addressed this in my convocation, that simply not enough of them are thinking hard enough about what they really want to get out of this experience. And I think increasingly families are realizing this is an incredible investment of time and money, and so to maximize the return on that investment, I think students need to be thinking about it. So one of my thoughts is we in higher education need to be having much more direct and candid discussions with our parents and students, prospective students, about what this whole thing is going to be about and how they can maximize the return on that investment. But I would say, generally speaking, students want a pretty high level of service, and we're trying to look at the way we do things from the student perspective here. That's part of my redefinition of the student-centered university. And I think they want access to programs that are going to be relevant in a rapidly changing world. And I think, you know, what I've said to a lot of them is, you know, college can be the best time of their lives, and they really should go all in and see what they could get out of it.
Some of the things that I've heard recently since you've made the cutbacks is perhaps a classroom size now is larger. There's more students. Is that true? Is that the case that's happened to the school since the cuts?
You know, when we talk about larger class sizes, we're talking about going from 18 to 22 or 24, something like that. And when I hear there are certain disciplines we have where there is really high demand and it's been hard to keep up with the faculty staffing in those areas, so you will run some lecture sections that are larger. And the faculty, you know, figure ways around that. But when I hear about large sections, I caution the academic leaders here that that's really not our brand. But nor is, you know, the real small classes, the 15 to 18 students. That I think we've decided in this environment with the focus on cost, I'm not certain that students and parents are willing to pay for that level of personal attention because it's expensive to run small classes.
One other thing I've heard, too, some alumni complain about, the endowment isn't large enough for Canisius. Can you respond to that?
I'm always careful when I talk about this with the alumni because, you know, we announced last November that we hit a record high for our endowment. We finally crossed the $100 million threshold, and that was good. That was a milestone for us. But in the context of the financial aid demands that we need to fund, you know, in our scholarship program, money that we need for endowment and academic programs, it isn't what it should be for the scope of our operation. So endowment always remains a priority, I think, with every college and university president. whether it's not enough or too much, or I mean, we can debate the numbers, but it's one of those things you always need more. And I think in our case in particular with the financial aid demands, we could certainly use more endowed scholarships here.
Well, President John Hurley, thank you so much for talking to us about the future of Canisius.
Thank you very much, Eileen.